Section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Sugar Hill Way within the Shady Park Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 37256 Sugar Hill Way, Lot 213 in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 92, Unit 56063. We have five letters in support, zero letters in opposition, 16 mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 3.7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing porch and a 3.9-foot and a 3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the existing porch and the manufactured home on Lot 212.
Good evening.
Hello.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
David Ray Hobbs, 37256 Sugar Hill Way, Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to thank three staff members from Planning and Zoning. This is a world that I have never entered before. Marina and Dion and Jessica were very helpful in explaining a lot of things. They kind of got tired of my emails and my visits, but they were extremely helpful. I'd recommend you give them a raise. My situation is that in August of 2023, my wife and I accepted teaching jobs at Seaside Christian Academy in Ocean City, Maryland, and moved from our home in Hagerstown, Maryland, to Selbyville, Delaware, into Shady Park, a manufactured home park. The home that we purchased already had a deck on it, so we decided to put a screened-in porch with a roof on it. Please note in your packet, there's a 2020 permit in our case file, which does not have my name on it. That's because I was living in Hagerstown, Maryland at the time. Also, notice the disclosure form, item 25 in your packet, where the former owner indicated that there were no variances. Included in the packet is a letter from Colleen Don, the business manager at Heritage Academy in Hagerstown, Maryland, where we were employed at the time. So this all started in 2020 when we were living in Hagerstown. The mobile home was put in, the deck was built long before we moved into the area. The work on the new porch was started in the winter of 2023 and completed the spring of 2024. Please note the 2023 permit. My name is incorrect on the permit. My name is Ray David on the permit. My name is David Ray Hobbs. So please just take note of that detail there. On May 21st, 2024, the final inspection was scheduled. I was informed that I did not have to be present, nor did my contractor have to be present. When I got home from school that day, a blue scotch-taped note from Sussex County Building Code was taped to our front door. There's a copy of that note in the case file. It was our understanding that we had passed our final inspection. 3 months later, on August 20th, 2024, we got a call from Dion informing us that we actually had failed the final inspection. We discussed the matter with her on the phone, and during our discussion, she mentioned that the original deck, built in 2020, had not passed a final inspection due to COVID. 2020 was when America closed due to COVID-19. Therefore, no in-person final inspection had ever been completed on the original deck, built in 2020. Later that afternoon, Mr. Alan Shields, a code enforcement officer, visited us at our home and said the same thing, that COVID was making it difficult for planning and zoning to be able to do final inspections, so therefore, many inspections were just not done. Then my health problems started. And this is why the long delay in my application. I had knee replacement surgery on December 3rd, 2024, which revealed 3 herniated discs and sciatica problems. Chiropractic treatments began on February 10th, 2025. Then bladder cancer was diagnosed on June 13th, 2025, and cancer surgery was on July 3rd, 2025. Dion actually called me during the week of June 23rd, 2025 to inform me that I was about to receive a letter dated June 27th, 2025, which was the first notice from Andy Wright, Chief of Building Codes, when I told her that I had 3 major physical problems. Dion on the phone told me not to worry about the letter that I was about to receive. We also had a lot of difficulty with our surveyor. On October 25th, 2024, the survey was done by a young man by the name of Tim, an employee from Cotton Engineering. We then didn't hear from Cotton Engineering for months. We did not even receive a bill. In the meantime, I was going through various physical problems. On June 16th, I finally contacted Cotton Engineering and paid for the survey. I actually had to call them and let them know that they wanted some money from me. So we paid for the survey. When I submitted the survey to Marina, she wisely pointed out that it didn't include the information needed for my variance application. In July, my cancer surgery was completed. Now, in your packet, you have 2 surveys. You want to look at the survey dated September 12th, 2025, because that survey has the information on it that Marina made clear to me that you needed to see. It's the survey dated September 12th, 2025. It's the first one in your packet. The second one doesn't have the information that we need for this variance application. Any questions so far? It's kind of long and drawn out. It is, because of the year that I've spent in the doctor's offices. When Jessica called me to talk to me about the October 16th letter that we just got last month, a very helpful letter, by the way, under the signature of Jamie Whitehouse, Director of Sussex County Planning and Zoning, Jessica told me that I should prepare an oral response for tonight to the 4 times that I indicated not applicable. Now, this has a lot to do with the fact that this whole situation is very new to me, so therefore, I want to make sure I follow Jessica's advice. You will note page 2 of the application. Item number 1 on page 2, uniqueness of the property. Actually, our property is on a curved, irregular plot. Note that some of the pictures included in our case file shows the curvature of where our mobile home is. The other manufactured homes around us are on rectangular pieces of property. When the manufactured home, which we purchased in 2023, was installed in 2020, and the original deck was built, this curve may be part of the uniqueness of the setback problems. There's also on page 2, item number 5, minimum variance. To be honest with you, we feel that there's no relief necessary, as noted by the 5 support letters from my neighbors around us, which is you had been able to receive. Also, I wrote not applicable on page 3 of the application. This is the section on special use exceptions. We are of the understanding that our variance application is not for special use. And I do want to say thank you to Jamie Whitehouse and to Jessica for the information about these scam emails that have happened. And I noticed the number of us that raised our hands, the scam has been quite often going on right now. That was very, very helpful coming from Jamie Whitehouse and Jessica herself. Kind of complicated.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions for this gentleman?
Looking at the photos, it appears that there's other trailers along the way that have similar screen ports beside them. Is that?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody's about the same size, the same layout.
Yeah. The beautiful area to live. We've retired here from our education career, and we're extremely comfortable. The people are all very, very nice. The culture of the community is delightful.
Looking at your site plan, I see there's a sanitary easement towards the front of the property. You aware of that?
No.
I presume that would make an area where you wouldn't be able to put anything anyhow because of that easement area. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Okay. But you would not dispute that there's an easement in that location as shown on your site plan?
Are we talking about the survey?
Yep.
Yeah, the survey.
Yep. If you look, we're on the screen here. Approximate, APPX, I'm presuming approximate, sanitary easement.
Yeah, that's
so that hashed area, I'm presuming, is a sanitary sewer or sanitary easement area where you probably would not be able to put anything. Is that?
That is what has been called common ground. It belongs to Shady Park. And the reason why I know the term common ground is because we were instructed not to mow that area.
So there's part of what would be considered your lot that is not an area that you can utilize. Is
right.
Correct?
Right. Right.
And it seems like it would bifurcate in that there's a piece of ground to the north of that, the north of that. Do you maintain that area too? Or
no. Okay. No. In fact, there's another mobile home a little north of that.
So really where your lot is kind of begins where that right. Hash line is, even yep. if the lot.
Yeah, we're right up on the common ground.
Understood. I also see at the rear of your property, to the rear of it, it says PL with center of ditch. Is there a tax ditch to the rear of your property?
There is some kind of ditch.
Okay. Do you get any bugs or anything related to that? Okay. Does the porch provide you with safe egress and ingress out of the house?
Yes. Steps on the front.
And I presume that's where the access point for the mobile home is?
Right.
Is this in a flood zone?
No.
Okay. I see zone A. That's why I was wondering on there.
Even in some of the heavy rains that we've had lately, we have not had flooding problems.
Well, the reason I ask that is because if you look on the notes on your survey, number four says FEMA flood zone line per panel. And if you look right about where the middle of the home is, it says zone X and then zone AE. I didn't know if you knew if that was a flood zone, if you had flooding problems on the property or not.
No, we don't.
Ma'am, I appreciate the comments, but we don't accept comments from the audience. So if you have a right to testify, we'll get to that if you'd like.
You know she is.
I'm going to guess, but I'll save that for another day.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Iarussi has pulled up what is the flood zone map for the area. Which parcel are we looking at here?
Right.
Okay, so it appears that the rear part of your house and perhaps behind that would be in the flood zone, the AE flood zone. The areas in brown there would not. But you haven't had any flooding problems since you bought it?
Nothing.
And you haven't had issues with pests and bugs, that kind of thing?
No.
That are abnormal?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Any further questions from the board? If you would please have a seat. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13136? If you would please raise your hand.
I think she raised her hand.
Oh, she did.
You can raise your hand and support, show your support. If you wish to testify, you can do that too.
We have one in support. Would you like to say anything, testify? Okay. Is there anyone else present who is in favor of case number 13136? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13136? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13136 for Mr. David Ray Hobbs. For the requested variance is pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property is situated on a curve and also has the common grounds, creating that difficulty. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Ingrid?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13136 has been approved. Have a good evening.